This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, February 27, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to start off this Friday show in a prayer regarding the Middle East. This is getting kind of scary because of something Ambassador Mike Huckabee, Ambassador to Israel, put out this morning. I want to let everybody know I got this from our good patriot brother, Mark Farner. Father God, put your hand on the Middle East, on President Trump, on Iran, Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, this entire region, Lord. Have it be your divine providence that takes place in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks there in the Middle East. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. U.S. Embassy urges staff to depart Israel amid rising tensions. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee to Israel has advised embassy personnel, giving them authorization to depart, quote-unquote, today, as the State Department allows support staff and diplomats' families to exit due to safety risk while commercial flights remain available. According to the reports, Ambassador Huckabee stressed there's no need to panic, but he urged staff to book flights as soon as possible, signaling heightened security concerns in the region. The negotiations are not producing anything that President Trump is willing to accept. Iran thinks that they are good negotiators. They're not good at fighting wars, but they're good negotiators. They think that they've got Donald Trump and his negotiators believing them and getting them to make concessions that President Trump isn't willing to make. They want to continue to enrich uranium. They are developing ballistic missiles capable of not only reaching Israel, which is why Ambassador Huckabee is telling diplomats, staff people in the embassy, get out of here. But those ballistic missiles are totally capable right now of reaching Europe, potentially because of their quote-unquote space program. Yes, Iran has a space program. They're telling the world that they are planning on launching a rocket to go around the moon. It's not what that technology is being developed for, folks. They are developing that rocket technology to be able to deliver a ballistic missile here in our homeland. Donald Trump knows totally what their end game is. Destroy Israel, destroy America. And Trump's not going to stand for it. Pray, pray, pray for everybody. Take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He was the first candidate to file for the first congressional district to primary challenge incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman for for this August 4th primary coming up this year. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you doing?
I attended the county convention last night, as all precinct delegates did across the entire state of Michigan, all 83 counties. And in the first district of Antrim County, I kind of did a little unscientific poll. We had, I believe it was 37 precinct delegates that attended our small county on a cold Thursday night last night. It was snowing out, actually, when we were driving there. And there's two groups of people. I've come to talk with enough people around the first congressional district, my own research and investigating this. There's two groups of people. There's people that are going to vote for Congressman Jack Bergman simply because he's the incumbent. Perhaps he may end up with President Trump if he hasn't already received his endorsement. But there's people that are not going to vote for him, cut and dry. I'm not going to vote for him. He's going for a sixth term. I'm sick and tired of, you know, being ignored when I've tried to contact his office. I've asked for help. I've asked him to do this, that, or whatever. They never get back to me. Whatever. That's basically what it is. Well, we broke the story this week, MERS News Service, as well as doing some digging and finding a flyer, an event flyer, for an individual who all of a sudden magically pops up late in the game and announces that he too is going to run against you and Congressman Bergman. Now, my question to you, based on my research, there's only two groups. People that are going to vote for Jack Bergman to be reelected, people that are not going to support him. But now that this fake candidate that, by the way, folks, Congressman Jack Bergman did a fundraising event for just 4 years ago, March 21st, 2022, down in Birmingham, Michigan, when he, this person, was running for the 11th Congressional District. My question to you, Justin, what did you think, what did you feel when you heard that this other fake third candidate was going to get into your race?
Well, I think the first thing you think about is the politics behind it. When someone like me is out there who has been on the campaign trail for a year, who's from the district, who's learning the nuances of each individual county and their special needs for, you know, what they're trying to accomplish and the goals that they're setting, you see someone come in and instantly you're like, who is this person? Where are they from? Why didn't they get in early? There's a lot of work to be done in this district. And then you find out that they're not from here. And you see the resemblance of the story that we've had in our congressional district over the last 10 years of electing people who aren't from here to represent the district. And then we feel forgotten because those individuals either A, don't share the same goals and opinions or values that our district has, or B, you look at, we never see them, they're never present. And so when you're doing your research and you go in and say, who is this person, whatever, it tells the same story. And I think people in this district are sick and tired of having those types of politicians move into the district and think that money can buy them a seat. And that's what's really interesting about this congressional race. I've been boots on the ground for over a year, and it's a completely different congressional race, mainly because I'm focusing specifically on people and their needs and not let's just have fundraisers and chase down money. And people feel that. I'm out in the communities every single day. And, you know, there are challenges when you're not raising the millions of dollars that are typically used to get your name and likeness and image out there. But one of the things that we're seeing is our connections with the people that we're meeting in these communities are real. And those are sound. And when people reach out to me and say, hey, did you know that this person got in, or what do you think about this? Obviously, it's because we're gaining a lot of traction and a lot of ground. They try to dismiss me as a weak candidate that has no chance. I mean, every one of the surrogates that work with Congressman Bergman and that are out in the news media, on podcasts, all over the district, are trying to discount me as a candidate. But I can tell you this much, and this is with certainty and it's not with arrogance. We are gaining ground every single day. When I came into this race, I had a 2.7% chance of success. The incumbency rate for reelection is over 97%. And I knew that. But That doesn't mean you don't get in the arena and you don't fight. And every single day since the day that I got into this race, I've taken ground away from Congressman Bergman. And he knows it, and his staff knows it. And every time we're out there in communities doing the things that he's not doing, people are gravitating to me and to this campaign and to this moment in time where the grassroots people believe they have a candidate that can actually win. So it's a difference. And a lot of times, you know, you're looking at the political games, you're saddened by the fact that they want to water down or dilute. Because if it's straight up on the ticket, Jack Bergman versus me, it's over for him. And he knew that. It's over. There are that many people in this district that just don't like him anymore. He's run his course. And that's not to be mean or rude to him and the accomplishment that he's had in Congress. It's just the fact that people want to change. You know, you 10 years in a seat, people don't feel represented. They don't see you. They know you don't have the energy anymore to represent the district. They want someone who's younger, who understands the district, who's from the district, who cares about people. And when you're out there every day showing people that's what you're doing, people gravitate. And he's not present. So if you got to split the vote to try to win, it might work, but no one knows who that guy is. And I've spent a year of my life embedding myself in counties in this district. And now people are starting to see the game and they don't like it. They feel like they're taken advantage of. They feel like this is a dilution of their vote and they're angry.
Well, one of the things in my research in getting a hold of that flyer, and I did find the link also in the MERS news story that's really bothering, troubling to me, is at this fundraiser event, again, Monday, March 21st, 2022, La Strada Italian Kitchen and Bar, 243 East Merrill Street in downtown Birmingham. Now, Vicky and I used to live in Birmingham. We know Birmingham very well. I mean, this is a very, very expensive high-end Italian restaurant. But if you wanted to RSVP to this event almost 4 years ago, contact Amelia Burns at amelia@rightwaytowin.com. Well, if you go to the website rightwaytowin.com, you'll see it's a consulting, political consulting firm. Who is that Right Way to Win consulting firm? It's Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony Liss, and his communications director, James Hogue, and his staffer, Amelia Burns. And I'm going, wait a minute. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, a lot of mental capacity to figure this out. They're the ones that basically recruited this guy to run as a carpetbagger. He lives in Oakland County. I do not believe for a moment that that house they rented in Boyne City is where the guy's actually registered to vote. I don't believe his driver's license has been changed to it. I don't believe the guy is even part of the first congressional district in any way, shape, or form. But yet they recruited him to file to delete the vote. And I think it's like even in your commercial, when you say, I won't play political games, that's exactly what this is, Justin.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But that's politics, and you know that they're going to throw things at you to try to make you feel less than or not relevant or not important. And some of these individuals that are out there saying those things are these surrogates for Congressman Bergman. And he comes down to this. We have to look at what the future of our district is going to be and who we want to represent us moving into the next quarter century. And when you look at the comparisons between me and the congressman, it's night and day difference in terms of what our future is going to be for this country. And I'm not talking about our policies or positions. I'm just talking about life. And, you know, we have an opportunity right now to get a great grassroots candidate who's competent and capable to go into Washington, D.C. and really inspire change. I represent the next generation of leaders in this country. Not the old generation of leaders in this country. It's time to pass the torch and move on. And I really don't understand why people are so excited about giving Congressman Bergman a 2-year retirement tour at the cost of the taxpayer dollar. It's time. It's time. He's done enough. And I thank him for his service to this country, but it's time for us to get representation that can lead us into the next quarter century. And that's not him. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. That's the reality of the situation. And we need to start focusing on what the future of the Republican Party is going to be, what the future of Republican leadership is going to be, and start guiding that ship, because we need to get younger people engaged in voting. And they're resonating with someone that's 80 years old. It's just not happening.
One, I guess, vetting, qualifying question, because of this experience we've had with Congressman Bergman's chief of staff, communication director, his staffer, them running this sideline consulting business. If you defeat Congressman Bergman in the primary, you become the Republican candidate, you go on to beat the Democrat in November. Will you pledge right here, right now, that you will not allow your staff, your chief of staff, communication director, your office staffer, you will not allow them to form a consulting business on the side out of your office and allow them to use their political connections through you and through that office itself on our taxpayer dime? Will you commit that you will not allow your staff to do that?
That's a no-brainer, absolutely. And I don't say that as a political pundit or trying to get votes or sway votes. It's a conflict of interest. How are you supposed to do your job in the best representation of the people that you serve if you're trying to work backroom deals to try to get funding to somewhere? And I understand there are a lot of politicians, and there's some probably listening right now that are rolling their eyes saying, you don't know what you're talking about. But what I do know is when you're doing the right thing, that can't be corrupted. And if you have ulterior motives or you're trying to gain from access to individuals, then you're not doing your job for which you're hired for, and that's to serve the people of the district. And it's unfortunate that that's the case and that that's where they want to try to go with it, because now they're interfering with a lot of other politics at the state level or in other federal races. What we need to really focus on is our district and making it as strong and vibrant as we possibly can. And that's a feat that's going to take a lot of time and energy. And I don't want my staffers to be focused on other things other than serving the people that they're hired to represent.
Well, I'm going to give out his website, folks. If you'd like to go there, check out his policies, all the different things that he supports. And if you'd like to donate to the campaign, there is a link there for donations. Justin Michael, MICHAL4FOR, Congress.com is the website. And if people want to get a hold of you, Justin, you have any problems us giving out your cell phone number? Which phone number would you like to give?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can contact me directly if you'd like. Reach out to Trucker Randy. He's got my campaign phone. Also, I want to say this. In the Sioux today, we'll be debating the Democrats at Lake Superior State University at 6 p.m. So if there's any Republicans that are listening in the area that want to come up and see me battle the Democrats who are running against me for Congress, it'd be a good opportunity for you to get up there and participate in that. We could use all the Republican support that we can get, because we are in a situation where we're heavily outnumbered by Democrats that show up to those events.
Tonight at Lake
6 p.m. in Sault Ste. Marie at Lake Superior State University.
Superior State. Okay, very good. 6 p.m. tonight. All right, guys. Kind of an entertaining Friday night. Something for you to do. Also, March 4th, he's going to be over in Atlanta, Michigan, with the Mount Morenci County Republicans. So greatly look forward to it, Justin. Stay safe out on the campaign trail. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.